Gary, actually, let's start by talking Ipswich, because they've made the announcement ahead of this game that McCarthy's going at the end of the season. Would you have preferred that announcement to wait a week rather than coming before the game?
Well, yeah, I guess we'll know after the game whether it's what effect it has. But yeah, of course, you know, I heard the news today, and Mick spoke to him a lot since I've started management, and he's been great with me, and we all know what an experienced and good manager he is. But at this moment in time, you know, I have to put that to one side. It's focused on my team and the players, and yeah, we've got to worry about ourselves rather than what's going on at some other club. But yeah, what it does for them, you know, who knows? But what we have to do is make sure it's as it is. You know, our own focus is on ourselves, and we get ourselves right. So that's our only focus, really.
And it shouldn't really change too much about the way that they set out and play, because you know if you come up against a Mick McCarthy side that they're going to be solid, they're going to graft, and they're going to be hard to break down.
Yeah, and you know, every time I've come up against Mick's side, it's always been a difficult game, and exactly what you just said there. So we've prepared for that, but again, prepare for ourselves to make sure we do what we need to do and try and deliver that at the best levels. And that's what we've been working on in the international break, as well as obviously this week you refine it a little bit more detail towards the opposition as well. But yeah, so we're preparing this the best way possible for them, but also for ourselves as well.
Of course, there's been a lot of hard graft during this break. Did it make it a little bit easier at the outset that it was coming off such a good performance and result?
Well, it, of course, 3 points before an international break lifts the mood. It keeps it healthy and energised going into an extended period without a game. So yeah, that of course, that 3 points helped, and it's been very good again. You know, the players have worked hard. We've keep trying to put into them the things that we've been working on, the simple stuff that we said before, very simplified, but trying to up the quality because we need to get better as well. Saturday was very, you know, the whole game was very, very good in terms of the 3 points and the performance, but it's only one win. That's all it is. We need, as I said after the game, we need a lot more 3 points, a lot more points on the board, and you know, we're realistic as well. So this week's been fully focused on what we need to get better at, because we need to be better in these coming games as well, and try and use that 3 points to build on. That's what we have to fight for in these coming games.
I know managers are loath to talk about individual players, but the joy of seeing the club's record signing Hotter play the way that he did in that game, to tap into his ability in a way that we haven't really seen so far this season, it's really important to have achieved that at this point.
Yeah, the point in coming in here was to try and raise the confidence levels and the energy levels and the feeling around the club, you know. And of course, we've got, it's a difficult task. We've still got a long way to go. Like I said, it's only one win. Very realistic with that. Still a difficult task ahead of us. But the key was to try and lift the mood. Results will always be the ultimate mood raiser, should we call it. But yeah, and then understanding what you were going to do and how you were going to do it and what players fit into what, and then work with those players individually and collectively to, you know, lift their confidence and show what they're best at. I said when I come in here, you know, I think I'm quite clear on the capabilities of what each player can offer. I think it's trying to allow them to do that and put them in a position to be able to do that. And at this moment, I think you've seen from the three games, it's been growing, there's been progression in all three games, and it's been good to see, but we want to see even more. So I think there's more to come from the likes of Jota and all of them, to be honest with you, in all their positions.
And he showed a willingness to throw a young man in Wes Harding as well. And there is something about bringing a young player in who's come through the club in the last few years that seems to lift the crowd. It can lift the team as well.
Yeah. I'll always make a decision what I think's best for the team in that moment. And if it happens to be a young lad, if it's an experienced lad or whatever type of lad, if I think it's the best thing for that team at that moment, then I'll do it. I've never had a problem with that, and it happened so be. So it's a young lad, it's an academy product. It's something that my track record says it, you know, in terms of what I think about young lads and academy products and giving them opportunities in the first team when they deserve it, if they're good enough. All those things need to be ticked, but I've never had any problem. You know, the situation, whatever you face, whether it's a relegation fight like we're in, or whether you're fighting for a promotion or whatever it is, the situation doesn't matter to me. It's about what that player can do at that moment and where he's at that moment. So, yeah, it happened to be Wes, and he did exceptionally well with it. I'm very proud of him. But, yeah, that's one of a number of things. It's probably the least most important part of it right now is to focus on all of them, and whoever gets on that shirt and gets onto that pitch and starts the games and comes on, they know what is expected of them and the role they have to play.